Hey there, it's me. I wanted to just share with you some of my thoughts about Ascend. And first, just lead with the fact that I am not a sales pitch girl, and I do not intend to try to convince anybody to come to Ascend. It's just not my style. It's not what I feel comfortable with. If you feel led to be there, then you will be there, right? If you can make it work, then you will be there. What I think my job is before the event is not to convince you to come, but to just share with you why I'm doing the event, what I plan to do there, and then trust that you're going to make the right decision for you. You know, there are all sorts of tactics and strategies, and you will not see any of them from me. A large part of that reason is because I see you guys as friends and family, and I would never twist the arm of my friend or family to do something. I would just want them to do what was in their best interest. And so I like to treat you guys the same way. You know, how would I share my excitement about something with somebody that I love deeply? I would just talk to them about it, right? So that is what I plan to do with you guys. When I did Ascend last year, it was the first year that we did an in-person live weekend event. It was in Nashville, Tennessee. The reason I decided to do it a year ago was because I knew that I was very limited in how I was able to reach people from a distance. The podcast is great and I love it, and the Fat Loss Fast Tracks are great and I love them, but it's not the same thing as getting a small group of people together in person and really taking a deep dive. I felt like we could go so much deeper individually on what we want, why we want it, how we can get there. And because I know that the reality of a podcast or the Fat Loss Fast Track is life is happening at the same time, right? So maybe we listen for a little and then we're paying attention to something else. We're driving, we're working, we're fixing dinner for the kids, we're working out. And so we don't get our full focus and attention. And what that means is we don't really dive deep. We don't really get to the root of how does this apply in my life? How can I use this to understand myself better so that I can consistently be making better choices, so that I can consistently be working to overcome my fears or my doubts or my resistance, etc. So I knew I could do that in person in a way that I couldn't do via the podcast. So that is the primary reason that I did it last year. And then people who were there last year know this. I took my master's club. No, last year there wasn't a master's club. Last year was VIPs. I had some VIP tickets that doesn't exist this year. But I took my VIP ticket holders out to dinner last year. And at dinner, they were like, oh my gosh, where is it going to be next year? And I said to them, I don't think there's going to be an Ascend next year. And I said that just because it was so much work, but I was in the middle of it, you know? And I remember going into that event just being worried because it was my first time, and tired because it had been so much work, and feeling a lot of pressure because we sold out and, you know, people were expecting big things. And I remember getting an email from somebody saying, you know, you told me this would change my life, and I know that it will. And I said to my mom a day or two before the event, like, yeah, no pressure. So-and-so emailed me and said, like, you said it would change my life, and I know it will. And she said, well, you did say that. And I did, right? And so going into it, I was just like, oh boy, that's a lot of pressure. I set the bar, but it's a lot of pressure. But here's what happened. After the event, I had follow-ups with everyone that was there and got lots of emails from people who were there, and they said, it did. It changed my life. And people are still talking about things they learned at Ascend. They're still using their workbooks from Ascend. They're still implementing things they learned at Ascend that have changed not just the way they see food and the way they see health, but the way they see their relationships and the way they see their careers, the way they see their lives in general. And so after the event was over and I got all that feedback, I was like, not only do I want to do another one, but I know it can be even better than the first one was because I learned so much about what really, really worked and what didn't work as well. And so I feel 20 times more confident going into this one, making that bold claim of it'll change your life. It'll change your life. It's 2 days and it'll change your life. And, you know, I was thinking about this and I was talking to my master's club about it. And it reminded me of this Buddhist saying that says, it's talking about masters, people who teach, right? People who teach in the Buddhist hierarchy. And it says, their words are fingers pointing at the moon. If you watch the finger, you cannot see the moon, right? So it's saying that these masters, these teachers, these gurus, their words are fingers pointing at the moon. And if all you do is pay attention to the finger, their words, what they say, you cannot see what they're pointing you to, which is the moon. And so I see the podcast as the finger, and I see Ascend as the moon. And to me, Ascend offers us this opportunity to be in a place where we are totally focused on going deep into what do we want and what's holding us back. And then the things we never talk about, the fears, the doubts, the distractions, the negative self-talk, whatever it is that is holding you back or that talks you out of progress towards your goal, whatever that is, that is what we want to bring into the light. Because so often we sort of hide from it. We're ashamed, we're embarrassed, or we're just trying to overpower it. We're just trying to do more good to drown out the bad. But I want to really dive deep into those things that don't get as much attention. Certainly not the personalized attention. Maybe we understand it at a high level, but we never go deep to say, I need to get this. I need to see this so that I can break through it. So Ascend will be a little bit of me sharing. Ascend will be a lot of us sharing. Ascend will be a lot of me really paying attention to see where you're getting it and where you're not, where you're struggling and where you feel good. Ascend will be some group stuff, but not in like a kumbaya, hold hands. No. That's not my style. That's not my vibe. That won't happen. It's a really powerful weekend. And I think that, you know, after you read through all the information and, you know, you understand like, okay, lunch is included. Okay, you know, we'll get these calls. We'll have these groups. We'll be in seminars all day long. Once you get through all that information, you'll have a sense of, I think I need to be there, or no, it's not for me. And I want you to just really follow your gut. I want you to think about what good could come from going and what good could come from not going. And really weigh your pros and cons. And if you have specific questions, I'm always here to help you and talk you through it. But just wanted to talk from my heart for a few minutes about what Ascend is to me and what I really hope to accomplish with you through the event. Hope to see you there.